U.S. policy must be clear and unequivocal. We cannot, we should not, we must not permit Iran to build or acquire nuclear weapons. And in dealing with this threat, as I have said for a very long time, no option can be taken off the table.
Now imagine my left-wing friends are just going crazy. They're just going crazy that Hillary the warmonger, Hillary Bush's clone, Bush's twin, Bush's identical, separated at birth twin, is talking about saving Israel. Well, yeah. If you don't agree with me that moving them out is the best way to handle it, we can either protect them or let them die. Seems like we got those three choices. And since moving them to the United States is the stupidest idea of all time, then that means either letting them die or protecting them are the other two choices. And I don't think there's a whole lot of people, well, yeah, there are quite a few Democrats, who wouldn't mind if Israel fell into the ocean. And if you doubt me, come read my mail. That's why I don't get into it. Half of my good friends love Israel. Half of my good friends hate Israel. And they get real pissed at me when I don't agree with them. So I don't have an opinion. But if we're not going to move them and we're not going to let them die, then we must protect them. I'm a hand job has made it his sworn goal to wipe Israel off the map. So if he gets a nuclear bomb, I don't know. What options do you see? Tell you what, let me hear from you. And don't write in and say, I don't know what the answer is, Bart, but you're wrong. If I'm a hand job's going to blow Israel off the map, we can either prevent that from happening or let it happen. Those are our only two choices. If we're not going to move them and we don't want to see them die, we have to protect them.